What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. So happy to be here. I am really thrilled to have Marty Baranko back again, and this time for the two of us to be talking to you about the joy of business. Do those words go together, joy and business? Not in most people's reality. Yeah, right? That's a great place to start. Let's start there. How does joy and business go together?
Right. Well, for a long time, I would have said it didn't. And just kind of a little background, I went to school for early childhood education. And so was a preschool teacher for a while and then became director. And yeah, I changed kind of fields a couple of times, but I always sort of did this thing of I would come in at whatever level was available and then work as hard as I possibly could and do the whole frantic, stress, anxious, you know, always working, always under pressure to sort of climb the ladder so that I could, you know, not be wherever I came in, but in a higher position. And I did that multiple times, and I did it, quote unquote, successfully, got where I was wanting to go. But I was also miserable. There was no joy. There was no fun. There was stress, as I said, and just this frantic space that I lived in all the time. And it really wasn't until I came across the tools of Access Consciousness, and particularly there's a specialty called Joy of Business, that I was introduced to the possibility that it could actually be fun, that it could be playful, that you could create from a space of ease and kind of curiosity, and that there could be a whole lot of joy in business and rather than the frantic and stressful thing. So I decided it was worth a try because I was kind of over the stressful space that I had created for a very, very long time. So, and I have found that it is possible, and that when you choose to create from asking questions, choosing joy, curiosity, and all of those kinds of things, not only do you create greater and faster, your whole space of life and living is just a whole lot easier.
Right. And that, you know, it's like, how can we just, it's not even just bringing joy to business. It's like bringing joy to everything, bringing joy to life, bringing joy to money, bringing, you know, like, there's this misconception that somehow life has to be hard and, you know, everything has to be a struggle, including business, for it to be valuable. And what if it didn't have to be? You know, what if there was another choice available?
Yes, because it is almost like the valuable product is, or the thing that makes the accomplishment worthwhile, is if you have sacrificed and worked really hard and given up things to get there. And what if there was another point of view? What if it was the ease and the joy that was the valuable product? And, you know, I think back to most of us when we're little. I know for myself, I was for a little while, very, very joyful kid. And most people didn't know what to do with that, primarily my parents. And so, because you get the message, it's too much. Why are you so happy all the time? Look around. Everyone else is miserable. Or some kids manage to stay joyful, say, till like, you know, high school. But now it's the seriousness of you're going to have to figure out how you're going to make a living. Now you're not going to rely on us anymore. It's time to grow up. It's time to get serious. It's time to find your way of how you're going to make money and, you know, earn a living and all the things. And so the message is business, earning a living, making money, growing up is about seriousness and hard work. And most of us give up that sense of playfulness and joy in exchange for the lie that it's about hard work and serious. And I know for me, when I started to really recognize how much I was functioning in the seriousness of things and the stress of things and the idea that it could be fun and joyful, I really didn't even know where to start. I was like, yeah, it seems like that joyful, happy, playful person went away so long ago. I couldn't even really remember the last time I felt joy, that I just lived in a space of joy. And so I just started to ask, like, okay, so wherever in the earth, in the world, with people, that energy of joy and playfulness is, I would like to see it. I would like for it to be visible. And then I just started to look around, and I started to see where people were functioning in joy, where people did have a sense of lightness in their universe. And every time I would see it, I would look at that energy of joy and go, that, there it is. I see you. Thank you. And now what would it take for me to invite that in my life? What would it take for me to start to have, live, be that joyfulness that is available and possible? And so, but for some of us, when it's so far outside the reach of where we're functioning, or when we look at our lives and go, I don't know if I actually know truly joyful people, because it's not about an emotion or a roller coaster of highs and lows. It's a genuine sense of contentment and ease and all of those things. And so if it's been so far outside of your reach, and if you haven't really seen people functioning in it in your world, sometimes you got to start with the question of, okay, what is joy really? And where is it? Because once you see it, once you experience it, then it becomes a possibility. And then once it becomes a possibility, you can start to invite it and choose it to be a part of your life and your reality.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, I remember I've actually been a pretty joyful person most of my life, but I noticed that for me, I am that naturally by myself.
Yeah.
And then I find as soon as I get around other people, there's this like, well, I can't be too joyful, or I don't want to make them feel too weird. Or so there's this like dumbing down about it. Like, oh, but I'm not that happy and I'm not that successful, you know? So I just don't. And the challenge for me over the, and what, where I've seen a lot of growth in myself has been since Access Consciousness and being willing to be seen and be that joyful person, even around people who aren't necessarily happy. And I'm not, you know, we're not talking about like going out and running over people, but at the same time, not cutting yourself off or cutting off your own joy just because somebody else is not in that space.
Yes, or because it makes them uncomfortable, or all of those things too.
Or makes you uncomfortable.
So, well, and it's funny because talking about, go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
Well, just talking about business and joy, you know, it's Monday morning here right now when we're having this conversation, and how many people, it's the beginning of the work week. And so the getting up to go do the thing that you do that makes money is the thing that is work and dread. It's Monday morning. I've got to go to work. I got to go, you know, make money. I've got to do all the things. And then you get to Friday and it's like, yay, the weekend. Now I get to have fun. Now I get to play. Now I get to create. You know, what if you could have that, yay, it's Monday morning. It's business time. I get to wake up and I get to play and I get to create. So what if that could be so infused in every area of your life that there wasn't this like compartmentalizing of the thing that makes money is the hard work that I really dread and wish I could avoid, but I must do, versus the my free time, my free space where I get to do the things that I love to do and I get to play and have fun. What if there was no separation of it? What if we could be the energy of joy? What if we could choose creation? What if we could play with everything we did so that all of life is just a flow where we get to enjoy and have fun? Kind of different reality.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, I love that. Simone Millicis is the writer of Joy of Business book that we, you know, we mentioned in the beginning. And she talks about how, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't have a business, or I'm not in business. And the truth is, if you woke up this morning, you're in business, because your life is your business and your business is your life. So, and we do, we try to separate it, like somehow business is over here and our life is over here and I can enjoy my life, but I can't enjoy business. And, but what if it, like you said, it was all the same. It's all, they're not separate, but we try so hard to separate them. And maybe, as a thought, would that possibly be why it's not fun? Because we try to keep it so separate.
Yes. Well, and I would say, too, how many points of view do we have that create that business work as serious and not fun and all of the other things? I mean, when something becomes difficult or the opposite of joyful, usually it's because we've bought some point of view that's probably not ours. We've picked it up from society, culture, parents, education, religion, whatever, all the points of view that tend to be the normal points of view. And if we don't ever ask questions, if we don't ever go, that's an interesting point of view, then we just sort of kind of buy into it and start to assume that's the way it is. And then we start to function from it. And it creates a lot of misery for us. And one of my very, very favorite tools is a tool called Interesting Point of View. And it's really very simple. It's just like any point of view you become aware of, you say, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. And you just keep saying it until you notice that there's a sense of lightness in your world. You just have, you feel lighter. And so, for example, if you've bought the point of view, I have to work hard to have money, then our point of view creates our reality. So what's going to show up in your life is you're basically saying to the universe, here's the thing, I have to work hard to make money. And the universe is, okay. So you work hard to make every penny that you make. But if you start to look at it and go, if that wasn't true, what else would I know? And so saying interesting point of view, I have that point of view, interesting point of view, I have to work hard to have money. When you start to do that, it sort of takes away everything that you've bought, that this is absolutely for sure real and true and significant, and that's how it is. And you start to go, oh, it's actually just an interesting point of view. And if I let go of that point of view, what else could I choose? And if I chose something else, what else could show up? And how much easier could it be? So really, the like a fundamental thing for me was starting to go, interesting point of view. I have that point of view about everything with money, everything with business. And I mean, you can take it into any area of your life. But you start to dismantle all the places that you are creating your life, and it's showing up the way that it's showing up based on points of view that are not even yours, that you've just simply bought from someone else.
Yeah,
and it opens a whole new space. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yep. And you know, and another example of that too, guys, is that, you know, you can, it's the lot, like Marnie said, a lot of these points of view that you have are based on something maybe your parents said to you, or your teachers, or your peers, or society. You know, somebody said, you know, you had to do this. I was just remembering my dad, I don't remember what was going on exactly, but there was something I was talking about, like money or something like that. And he said, well, you know, you can always go to work for McDonald's. And that, it flipped a switch in me in the opposite way. Because I was like, F that, there's no way I'm going to work for McDonald's. And I never have. But his belief was, you know, work hard for money, you take whatever job you can get, kind of a thing. And I was like, even then, there was something in my world that said, no, something else is possible with money. I don't need to go work at McDonald's for money. And so also having that knowing, like, there's something else beyond, maybe even beyond anything you've ever imagined, ways to create business and money in your life. That is just not normal. It's not made from this reality, you know? So,
yeah. Well, and I love what you said about beyond anything you've, what'd you say, been willing to imagine or imagined.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there is the thing of making the choice to open up to another possibility. And one of my favorite tools for that is a very simple question: what else is possible? And when we start to notice that we're functioning from a certain space and we go, yeah, okay, it's sort of working or it's not working or whatever, but I wonder what else. I wonder what's beyond this. I wonder if there's something available I haven't considered yet. Then all of a sudden what you've done is you've really disrupted, where you have this very solid structure that you've constructed of what reality is and how reality is going to show up, and it does just as you tell it to. But when you say, I'm going to actually consider letting go of that for a minute and going to say, wonder what else is possible that I haven't considered yet. I wonder if there's something greater available. Then all of a sudden that construct starts to collapse and crumble. And all of a sudden, wow, you have choices you didn't see before. There are things available that you're like, whoa, never even considered that. And right. You can start to create your life from a very different space. I know one of the things that was shocking to me with money was all of a sudden I was looking at how I always just had enough to get by. And I went, wow, that is my point of view. And I spun it in a positive way. Oh, I always have enough to get by. Oh, it's fine. I always have enough to get by. Anytime I really need something, the money's always there. And I went, well, there could be worse points of view. I do have what I need, and the money is always there when I need it. And that's it. There was never any extra. There was never any surplus. And I started to look and go, that's an interesting point of view I have. That's an interesting thing I've been constructing and creating. I wonder if something else is available. I wonder if I could actually have a surplus. I wonder if I changed this point of view of I have enough to get by, what else could show up? And with that question and staying in the question and the curiosity of the question, I actually started to have more than enough to get by, and it changed everything. But again, it's the willingness to go, where am I currently functioning from? Tell yourself the truth, look at it, not to shame you or blame you or make yourself wrong, just to go, oh, here's what I've chosen. Here's my point of view. Here's what I'm creating. Does this work for me? Or would I like something greater? Does this work for me, or would I like to see what else is possible?
Awesome. Great question. Well, I know we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back
and talk more about what else is possible.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm here with Marnie Barenko, and we're talking about the joy of business today. And right before the break, Marnie, you were talking about, you know, the question, what else is possible? And one of the things I thought I think is really great about that is that, you know, even if you think things aren't going great in your life, you know, that's a great question where you want to change things up. But the other thing is that to also not be in conclusion that everything's great and everything's as good as it can get, because that also limits what else is possible. So that question, what else is possible, really opens up the doors for even more. And how does it get better than this? Are questions that allow for things to get even better. And because we can also limit like how much we can receive and how much is cool by making the conclusion or the decision that it's good, right? I heard a motivational speaker say once that good is the biggest enemy of great. And I was like, oh, like, cause good can be like, I'm comfortable, you know, things are, you know, they're okay, you know, but like, there's not this willingness to reach for more. So yes, what else I really is possible?
Yeah. 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 Well, and Simone Millicis, who's the founder of Joy of Business, which is our topic of conversation today, she was telling the story about having a private session with somebody who, you know, set up the session and he wanted to talk about money. And so she sort of went into kind of, well, he must, you know, he doesn't have money. And he paused her and said, hey, just hold on. I want to give you the background. I actually have a lot of money. I've got $500,000 sitting in an account over there and blah, blah. But I would like to choose more. I would like to create more. And wow. When I heard that story, it really kind of blew my paradigm yet again. And I went, wow. Where have I decided that I must stop asking because it's good? It's good enough.
Yeah.
Rather than always saying, what are the infinite possibilities? And yeah, this is what I've created right now is beyond anything I could have imagined. What else can I imagine now? What else can I choose now? So never stopping, never settling, always, always asking for more, always asking for what else is possible and how does it get better? And because that is the energy of creation. And I know for a lot of people, myself included, there were also some conclusions about asking for more. That was a bad thing. You know, when you're a kid and you just got an ice cream cone and now you want a chocolate bar, you know, usually you get the, what's wrong with you? Why can't you ever be satisfied? Why aren't you content? You just had a triple scoop of ice cream. Why do you need chocolate now? And so we kind of get into this thing of how much is enough? When should I be satisfied and stop asking for more? And not just money, life, joyfulness, all of the things. But what if it's not, what if asking for more is not wrong? And what if it's, you can be entirely grateful and still ask for more? Not, well, I need more because it's not enough. But, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for all of these things that are in my life. And I would still like to ask what else is possible. I would still like to ask for more.
Right. Yeah. We're definitely not saying you have to be in a crisis to ask, right? It's like, you can ask, even if things are great, you can ask if things are shit, you know? So it's like being willing to ask no matter what. And the other misconception I know a lot of us have, and I used to have, it was just like, somehow if I had more, that somebody would have to go without. But it's an infinite universe, right? Like, and we're all infinite beings. So there's no limit to what's available and possible for everyone. But we buy somehow that, you know, there's only a finite amount that either we're allotted each, like you only get this much in your lifetime, or there's only so much to go around, you know? So I remember there's this great, like they did a study and I think if all the billionaires like threw all their money in, every single person on the planet would be a millionaire. Like if it was divided up equally. So it, was, like, it just made me think like, wow, it's really just choice, you know?
Yeah. Shortage is not actually a reality.
Right.
Unless you choose it to be your reality. You can choose that for your reality, but it's not actually the reality of the universe.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember. And I remember Gary Douglas, founder of Access Consciousness, saying that the purpose of money is to change people's realities. And when I got that, and it's not even that you have to go around handing out, you know, thousands all the time, but being aware of people and being aware of what they can receive and having that generosity of spirit and contributing where you can contribute, how much does that change people's realities? I mean, things as simple as, I remember a restaurant that me and my kids like to go to, and we have our very favorite server, and he was packed. His tables were packed one night because I asked for him, and he couldn't seat us. So we went somewhere else and, you know, had dinner, tipped our server. But then he was walking by, and I handed him $50. And he stopped, and he goes, "What's this for?" And I said, "For being awesome." He's like, "I didn't do anything. I didn't even wait on you." I said, "Yeah, that's not about that. Every time I walk in here, my kids see you. They're like, there he is, Mom. You light them up. You're so kind. You're so present. You're so just with everyone when you're serving. And I'm grateful that you're on the planet." And he like sat down next to me and he went, "Really?" I said, "Really?" And he goes, "Wow, no one's ever given me anything for me not doing something for them. Thank you." And when he got up and walked away from the table, I was like, could perceive his whole world went different possibility. Wow, something else entered into his universe. So how much can we be that? Doesn't matter how much is in our bank account, but to walk around going, what contribution can I be? What different can I be? What are people willing to receive that I could contribute to and change the world?
Yeah. Well, that's beautifully put too. Thank you, Marnie, for sharing that story. Cause it, you know, yeah, that's the other thing. It doesn't require a lot of money to change somebody's reality. Like, you can smile at somebody who's never been smiled at. I remember one woman like went up to a homeless lady and she was just acknowledging her, and she was like, "Wow, nobody's ever just said hello to me," you know. And it's like and it changed her whole world, you know. But it was one of those people that a lot of people said, "Well, stay away from her. She's crazy. She's blah, blah, blah." And this one person was like, I don't see her that way. I'm not going to buy into that belief system and just acknowledge the woman. And she actually went back to her later and said, "That hug you gave me changed my whole world." It's just beautiful. Yeah. It's like it could be something so small, and you think, "Well, I wish I had, you know, $1 million so I could, you know, give everybody money who's asking for it." It's like that's not what it's about. It's energy. It's what can you contribute to anyone?
Yes.
And that's just by being you too. It's not necessarily, you don't have to go around hugging the world either. But you know.
Yeah.
So.
But it is. It's being aware. And knowing where you can contribute and contributing that. And, you know, it's money follows joy. So we kind of get this, when my ducks are in a row, when I have this much money in the bank account, then I can start looking at how I can, you know, contribute or be of service or all of the things. But what if we just start right now with the people who live in your house, or the person at the grocery store, you know, that's checking out your groceries or whatever, and just being present with people. I mean, even just that, how much are we so living life on autopilot, doing all the things, mostly checked out? And when you show up without any walls or barriers with whomever is in front of you, just say hi without judgment, total presence. What invitation is that? And what does that change for people?
Yeah, totally. If you're willing to be you and be aware, you can make a change in the world. So just that's it. It doesn't require.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
And it's just walking through the world as that. That's all. Walking through the world as you. Walking through the world with the commitment to be present in your life. Walking through the world with the willingness to always ask questions. Never conclude anything, never judge anything, just ask questions, just be interesting point of view, just be here.
Awesome. So I'm curious, Marnie, because I just, we hadn't really talked about it much, but when did you discover Joy Business? Like the I know you actually work for Simone, so yeah.
Yeah, it was. So I first came across the Tools of Access Consciousness 2011. So Joy of Business was shortly after that, but I didn't really take officially a Joy of Business class. I read the book, but I didn't take a class until probably 2014, I'm going to say. So that was my first official class of Joy of Business.
Awesome. And so how have you seen it change people's lives?
Yeah. I have seen it invite, I'm going to say, the energy of possibility to every single area, whether, you know, the class is about business and business tools. But as you said in the beginning, Venus, you know, Simone says, if you wake up in the morning and you have blood running through your veins, you're in business. So we're all in business, the business of life. So they're business tools, but the tools apply to any area of your life. For me, and what I've seen for other people, is takes them out of everything they've decided business is into what could be possible if you didn't have those conclusions. What could be possible if you hadn't decided all these things? What is available and how much fun could it be? So it was a very different energy from seriousness and hard work to creating from playfulness and joyfulness. And probably the biggest thing related to business in particular is business is so much in this world about, you know, figure out what the problems are, find a way to solve them, figure out what the problems are, come up with the right answer so you know how to proceed to fix it. And so it's all about being the expert in the sense of having all of the right answers. And Joy of Business flips that on its head and says, what if you don't ever have to have the right answer again? What if it's not about trying to fix problems? What if it is simply always, always, always asking a question and being curious, asking questions, being curious, asking questions, being curious? So it took me a minute to do that switch because I was quite good at figuring out the problems and really worked hard to make sure I had that right answer. So changing
or even
that
creating
to always
the
asking
problems.
Questions. Or cry, yeah, even more so that one. So I had something to solve so I could feel all
totally.
Important.
Totally. And that's how I try to fit in, like, normal, average, and real. So I can exactly. create a problem so I can solve a problem yep. because that's what everybody else is doing.
And then we'll all think I'm wonderful and we can, like, go to sleep feeling good about myself for the day.
Right? Because I solved my own problems.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
So true.
Cool. Yeah, and so for me, it was just, one of the things that I've always loved about the Joy of Business, it was also, I think, the second book I read in Access Consciousness. And then Simone actually has it in audio. So I can't tell you how many times I've listened to it just either driving somewhere or hiking or in the woods. And just even the name of the book itself, like the invitation to a different possibility, the invitation to see something completely different. And, you know, yes, what if business can be joyful, but also what if everything that you choose could be joyful? Like, there doesn't need to be anything that's a problem as far as, you know, you don't need to have a money problem, you don't need to have a body problem, you don't need to have a business problem. But one of the things I remember is Gary Douglas talking about once, he said, you know, like, when you don't have a money problem, what can you choose? What can you create? You know, we spend so much time trying to fix a money problem and so much energy that we can't even see what we could choose and create beyond that. Steve and Chertissa Bowman say that, you know, money creates more choice and more possibilities. And I just really got like, wow. There's so much. I'm like you. I always had made just enough to get by. And then I was like, well, that doesn't get me anywhere past just getting by. And even, I remember I couldn't even ask that question because I couldn't see anything beyond the immediate. You know, like, this is the fire that needs to be put out right now. So really asking ourselves, like, what is possible beyond it's incomprehensible, because there's still this, like, how do we not change our focus from just getting by to what can be created, what can be chosen, you know, what sort of change do you want to affect in the world?
Yes. And I love the question. Anytime I find myself making something a problem, if this wasn't a problem, what mm-hmm. would the possibilities be? And it takes me out of that mentality of problem and problem solving into the more infinite possibilities that are available when I'm willing to ask. That, because our brain does this really funny thing that if we decide something is so, it only lets in the information that matches that. It's like, okay, you've decided this is so, then I'll give you feedback and information that matches your conclusion. So as long as we stay in the conclusion of problem, we can't see beyond the problem. But the moment we go, huh, if this wasn't a problem, what would the possibilities be? Now your brain is like, what? I can't match that. There's no conclusive answer to that one. So you kind of get your head out the way, where you can let new things come in that you've never considered before, that you will not even be able to see or perceive if you're stuck in the problem mentality.
Right. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, and we're going to take another short break. We'll be back in just a moment.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Marnie Barranco, and we're talking about the joy of business today. And I was just pondering over the break, it was just like this, like remembering that. So one of the things that we're, you know, inviting you to as a new possibility is just asking questions. And one of the things that changed everything for me was just this willingness to ask, you know, what can I add to my life today to bring more fun and money right away? Because there's such a... If you don't like your job and you don't like what you're doing in the world, just asking questions, the what else is possible, you know, what can I add that'd be fun for me? It starts to just have you look for and be open to new possibilities. And maybe it's trying different things on even, you know, like you can, I'm a painter, more of a closet painter, I think, except for I do occasionally have people come into my house and buy them off my wall, which I think is really funny. They're not anywhere else. But for me, painting was always just for fun. Like, it was just like, I just enjoy it. It's something that I do, you know. But it was never like, you know, I'm going to put my stuff in a gallery and do it that way. That seemed like work to me. That didn't seem like fun. But having people come in and buy paintings off my wall is fun. And I never saw that as a possibility before asking those questions. So I was like, oh, well, that's a fun way to have it happen. So, yeah. So just like, what other questions can you ask? And then I know, Marnie, in the beginning you said, you know, interesting point of view as a tool. One of the other tools I'd love to share with you guys today is... like in this realm of that question I just asked and practicing choosing for yourself, sometimes we have to get clear that we're choosing. Excuse me. Excuse me. What somebody else wanted us to choose. So I wanted to be a journalist and I was going to go to school for journalism. I was even voted the most likely to be a journalist in high school because I was a yearbook journalist and all that stuff. And I went to my dad and told him I was going to college for that. And my dad said, why don't you go for a real job? And I, like many other people, bought it. I was like, oh, that must not be a real job. And he must know because he's my dad, right? So I canceled that college. I canceled that degree. I ended up going to school for like elementary education, but I only made it a couple years in because I didn't really want to do it. That wasn't what I was passionate about. So it was just funny because it's like, what, you know, what choices are you making based on what somebody told you you should do or that you think you have to do rather than what would you like to do? What would be fun for you to choose for you? Not for somebody else.
Yes, and giving yourself permission, you know, and I think you and I have talked about this before, Venus, but this, whose permission are you waiting on before you choose for you? And I know that sounds like a funny question if you're, especially if you're plus 40. You're like, why would I be waiting on someone's permission? I'm a grown woman. But when I looked at that question for me, it was funny that there were energetically things of, well, what if my mom doesn't like this? Or what if so-and-so doesn't like this? Which sounds hilarious when I say it out loud. And yet I was using it to limit me. So what if you didn't have to have anyone's permission, but you could give you permission to ask the questions Venus was saying and get clear on what it is that you would like to choose and create as your life and give yourself permission to get it, quote, wrong, to perhaps think you want to do something. And so you start out doing it and then go, yeah, nope, actually not this. Sometimes it takes that. It's like strengthening the muscle of clarifying what's true for me. What do I desire for me? If I were creating my life today, what would I choose? And just allowing yourself to choose and then be aware of that choice and what it created and say, yeah, I'll have some more of that. Or yeah, no, I'm good. I'd like to try something else now.
Yeah. And that's great. And I remember when Access first came into my life 6-7 years ago, like I started asking what would be fun for me. And like you said, Marnie, there was this like trying new things, you know, it's like I, even for a year and a half in there, I owned a construction company, but I was just like willing to try anything. I was like, I just wanted to see, you know, what was it that was fun for me. And so, you know, if you were the choosing one, and this is for everybody out there, is like, what would your business and your life look like if you were truly choosing for you? And are you willing to try things on and fail, or try things on and be like, yeah, that's not it? You know, like I started learning guitar in that time, and picked up painting, and I was like, all of those things were fun for me, and at the same time, I knew there was something else that I wanted my life to be about, and I knew there was something else that would bring me even more joy than those things, you know? So I just kept going, and the more, you know, the more I've done Access and became a certified facilitator and now a Joy of Business facilitator, it, like, the fulfillment that I get from that is so beyond anything I could have comprehended and maybe had for myself, you know, being alone, playing a guitar or painting. I notice that my joy comes more from being with people, to dialoguing with people, to, you know, being in conversations and consciousness of people, to seeing people's lives change for the better. You know, that's all awesome. And what else is possible, you know?
Yeah. And it's all kind of a discovery of you, because we do get so good at knowing what everyone else would like for us to be, what everyone else has decided are the valuable, correct, and right choices. And so often we mimic that for so long, we sort of forget who it is that we are and what are the things that we love, and they can change. It's never set in stone. So it's the discovery process, so to speak, of having and being more of you. And one thing that really is required to continue on that is to never, ever make you or your choices wrong or right either. But if you go beyond you being right or wrong, your choices being right or wrong, and you just set yourself free to be and to choose and then to be aware of what your choices are creating, then you continue on that path, so to speak, of having more of you and discovering more of you and choosing more of you. But the moment we go into judging, oh, I got it right, isn't that awesome? Then you stop. Oh, that was such a cool choice. That was the right choice. Then you stop. Or the flip side, man, I am so wrong. That choice was so wrong. Look what it created. Then you stop. So going beyond the right and wrong of you, the right and wrong of choices, to the freedom of you being you, you discovering you, you choosing for you, never making you right or wrong, no matter what. Just keep choosing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the judgment, just to expand on that, like, really, judgment stops what's possible. It stops creation. So you judging you is the greatest unkindness to you, but it also doesn't open to more possibilities, which is why, you know, we're constantly, Access Consciousness is all about questions, but not even questions from looking for the answer, you know? It's like, for me, you know, when I was like, what can I add to my life to bring more fun and money right away? A lot of times it was exploratory, but I wasn't looking for an answer. I was actually more following the energy and being like, oh, it'd be fun to paint right now, or, you know, I'd like to try to learn guitar, and then, you know, I ended up moving, and that just naturally dissolved, but it didn't feel light to pick it up in another town. So it's just that willingness to not go get fixated on something, like you said, as the answer, and then that stops. It's like, remember, it can always get greater. It can always be even better if we're constantly saying, okay, this is awesome, and how does it get better? Or, this sucks, how does it get better?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I think Marnie and I both come from the space of just wanting everyone to know that you have the choice to change anything. You can change anything in your life. You know, you can be anything. You can do anything. And the only thing that stops us is ourselves, you know, our own belief in lies that somehow we can't, you know. And that's usually projected on us anyway. So you can just... Interesting point of view. I have this point of view.
Yeah. That's a life-saving tool for me, that one right there. In every single area of my life. Every single area. Yeah. And I would just say, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I really currently don't like my job or the way that I make money, I'd love to do something that was fun. I would love to have Joy of Business. I would love to do things I enjoy and have it bring money, but I don't know how. when you lock into the I don't know how, then it becomes the problem to solve. So you can recognize that and go, I would like something different in the area of business. I would like to do things that are fun for me. I would like to make money in a way that's joyful and easy. But rather than locking in on now I must find the answer and the solution to that, what that is, acknowledge where you are and then go to question immediately. So, you know, what would it take? What choice do I have that I've never even considered? What are the infinite possibilities that I haven't become aware of yet? And I would also say, start a gratitude journal for you and start to write down what you are grateful for about you. And you might go, yeah, what does that have to do with all the money, business, joy things? When you start to have gratitude for you, when you start to acknowledge you, all of those things that make you you, all of those things that are the gifts and capacities of you start to just grow and expand. And you just open up your world and your space to becoming aware of different possibilities. So how much gratitude can you choose for you today?
That's awesome. And I'll even expand on that a little bit. And just like, how can you guys also be grateful for what you do have? So if you want to change your money, you want more money in the bank, be grateful for the money you do have. You know, if you want to change your company, your business, you want to change the way you do business, you can be great. What can you find that you're grateful for about the business that you already have? And it can be the smallest thing. It could just be like, I'm grateful that, you know, I have somebody I work with that smiles at me every day, you know, or, yeah, you know, and like, but those things, being grateful for yourself, but also being grateful for the things that you do have, the acknowledgement of that then draws that to you more. It brings you more, more things to be grateful for. It's like it attracts more. So, and then and it also changes your focus, because it's easy for us to focus on what's wrong, what's not working, what we don't like. And then we notice more things we don't like. So having that gratitude for you and everything else, it changes the focus. And then Marnie said something before the break, and I'd love to expand on it just a little bit, because, you know, what's, you use it, you say it differently. What's the possibility here that I can't perceive? And I say, what's right about this? I'm not getting. But the truth is, everything is working out in your favor, even if you can't see how. So, yeah. If things are not that great right now in your life and you want to change them, it just being willing to go, okay, so this isn't working. What question can I ask? You know, what can I do to change this? And then be open to whatever shows up, because it could be, you know, a whisper that says, go to this coffee shop, or, you know, say hi to that person, or, you know, and then that person ends up being a connection to something greater. So you just never know where the possibilities will come from if you're willing to ask.
Yes.
And I'm really excited because Marnie and I love having these joy business conversations, that we're even going to do a free Zoom. A business and money free Zoom is coming up October 3rd at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern. And if you have interest in, you know, hearing more about this conversation, and you'd like to be on that Zoom, you can go to my Facebook page, Venus Castleberg CF, and in the events, the free Zoom is there. You can sign up there for and get your ticket, reserve your seat for that. And is there anything you want to say about that, Marnie?
Well, I would just say it's a great place for you to come with questions as well, because we can...
Yeah.
Take questions on the Zoom. So from listening to this or other things you have up in your world around business and money, can bring your questions, and we would love to talk about whatever's up in your world.
Yeah, and have a dialogue. And yep, for sure, that's going to be a lot of fun. And watch out for other great offerings that are coming, because we are having a lot of fun creating the joy of business. Imagine that.
Yes, we are.
Cool. Well, Marnie, I just want to thank you so much for being here. I do love having these conversations, and these conversations with you have been really a gift, and we appreciate you being here. So thank you.
Thank you, and likewise. Very grateful.
Okay. Have a magical day.